Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week I'll be heading out to the Western Farm Show where we have a booth to promote AgWired. And if you're going to be at the show in Kansas City, please stop by and see us and register for our drawing to win a free iPod Touch, courtesy of Raven Industries, the sponsor for our AgWired iPhone app, which is coming soon in an Android version, I might add. Well, before we go further here and get into this week's program, let me thank the sponsor for the Zimcast, and that is GrowMark, locally owned and globally strong, and we really thank them for their support. This week I'm going to continue my series of interviews with leadership at agricultural marketing and communications agencies. I'm going to share a conversation with Mark Perrin, McCormick Company. He's going to tell us about the agency and, as we always like to know, what is new. Well, Mark, it's great to get a chance to talk to you as part of our ongoing series of interviews with leadership at various agricultural marketing agencies, and this time we're going to talk about McCormick. And I guess for those who don't really know, it might be good to start with you just telling us a little bit about how would you describe McCormick, and if you want to mention a little bit about the history, because I know you do have a rich legacy.
Yes, Chuck. Well, good to talk to you too. The agency is actually, according to 4A's, which is our primary trade association, about the 14th oldest in the country. We started in 1926 in Texas, and it expanded well beyond that now. But we are a core agriculture agency. Agriculture makes up 90% of what we do, and it is our focus, and the people we try to hire are people who come from an agricultural background. Now, I will say that agriculture to us includes anything to do with crops, animals, and food, and those animals are not limited to just production food animals as we think about it, but we have a pretty robust business as well in companion animal, but we see that under our umbrella as well. Today we operate from Texas, an office in Kansas City, office in Des Moines, and two offices in Canada.
You know, it's obvious with that kind of history that the agency has done something right for its clients and continues to do so. As we look at the question we always like to ask is, what's new? Everybody always wants to know, what's new? Posing that question about McCormick, what are the things that you can say are kind of new with the agency that people may not be aware of?
Two things come to mind, Chuck. First, we've put a real priority the last 2 years on analytics. It's kind of a buzzword in the industry, but to us, we define analytics as doing our best to monetize an advertiser's investment in marketing communications. Mm-hmm. You know, for years, those of us in the agency business have been asked the question, what am I going to get if I spend X amount of dollars? And it's been very difficult for us to answer. But technology has allowed us a better approach to try to answer that question. So we've put a real emphasis here on analytics and being able to quantify return on investment for the companies who we work with. The second thing, we are trying to be very active in the mobile environment as well. We have engaged with a company called Unwired Nation in Austin, Texas, with a product called Kaneda. And Kaneda is basically a multi-platform app deployment system that would allow a company or an association or whoever it might be to deploy an app on all platforms. So it would go on iPhone, Android, across them instead of having to just select one. So it's fairly unique in its offering. We recognize where mobile is going. We're trying to be on the front end of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk about the staff for just a moment. It's obviously grown. Now you've got these multiple locations. How would you describe your staff and what are the strengths that come together? Because one of the things I do know about the agency, you do have, I'm not sure how you describe it, but with your digital division, Aquarium, I think it's called, you know, you've got a kind of an interesting mix of expertise on the staff.
Well, it is, Chuck, and we've been practicing integrated communications before the word integrated communications even came along, I think. And today, I still say that is our strength, and I think it's more important today than ever because of all the different ways now to communicate, all the new technologies. It is more important that your advertising connect to your website, connect to what you're doing on the radio, connect to what you're doing mobile, connect to your PR program. So our staff is built around all those disciplines and trying to bring an integrated solution through one point of contact, one point of billing, as simple as we can do the back end to make sure we're doing the front end right. So it's an integrated model we have, and our staff is built around that to support it, but again, with that agricultural background to them.
I think it might be interesting to also note here some of the clients that you have, kind of to give us an idea of the range of types of actual clients that you are doing work for.
Well, we're best known probably for our flagship clients, which we would say are a Pioneer hybrid, a long and very valuable relationship with them over the years, DuPont Crop Protection. Our work with Elanco Animal Health on both the food animal side and the companion animal side. But then we work for 30 other regional or national companies too, Chuck, and quite a few agricultural associations as well. Mm-hmm. So pretty broad mix of agriculture across the country.
Another question that I always like to try to get in here, at least to a certain extent, is, you know, looking ahead a little bit, or maybe just commenting on the things you see going on in the agribusiness sector and in the marketing and communications end in particular, what are some of the trends right now that have maybe had an impact on how you're or what type of work you're doing for your clients? And I know you mentioned mobile, and that I think is definitely fits right into that.
I guess the first part of your question, certainly the challenge that faces us and so many in the industry is just the continued consolidation. That you know that makes the pool a little smaller and makes you work harder, I think, to try to figure it out. In terms of what companies are doing or asking for, I think technology is driving it. There's still a place for what's been labeled now the traditional mechanisms. I think print will stay with us. I think radio will stay with us. Television actually is as impactful as it's ever been if it's used correctly. But they're all looking for the various technology applications that they could put, whether that's web, whether it's mobile, whether it's text, whether it's blast emails or whatever it may be. Those are the questions we probably get asked the most, and that's why we still believe, and I think our results would prove it out, that right mix, that right integrated model is still the way to go.
Yeah. Well, let's just kind of maybe wrap up here by saying, you know, what if you wanted your customer or potential customer to go away from this interview with one thing about McCormick, what would that be?
Well, I've hit on the integrated. I think that, again, we are known for our agricultural expertise. I guess I would like people to know that companion animal expertise also resides here. Chuck, that we have tried to build a model here to bring value to our clients, to keep a lid on our rates, to bring costs down, to really partner with them. We look at different types of compensation and incentive programs to help do that. I'm extremely proud of our staff. We have a hardworking staff. We put a premium on servicing the client. Maybe it's not just one thing, but it's all those wrapped together, if you will.
Well, I think that's a very good way to put it. And I'll tell you what, I really thank you, Mark, for taking time to talk with me here about McCormick and what's new and some thoughts on the industry at this point. So thanks again, Mark.
All right, you're welcome, Chuck. Good to talk to you.
Well, that is our Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley, and since we're going to the Western Farm Show, I thought you might enjoy Under Western Skies by Gabe Heiser. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
I'd plow the fields again and pray once more for rain under western skies. Oh, but I will still remain. I'm rooted to this soil.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.